Hello and welcome back to Neely's Bend Baptist Church's Sermon Archive. I'm Austin Jones, the pastor here at Neely's Bend Baptist Church in Madison, Tennessee, and I'm so grateful you've taken the opportunity to listen to our sermons here at Neely's Bend. At Neely's Bend, our mission is that we want to equip people with the gospel so they can live in worship of God and one another fellowship and on mission by making disciples. My hope is that these sermons from Neely's Bend Baptist Church will encourage you with the gospel to live on mission and one another fellowship and in worship of God. If you have any questions about the gospel or Neely's Bend Baptist Church, please feel free to email us at nbbc@neelysbendbaptist.org. Thanks, and we hope you have a great week.
How many of you were blessed by that song? Does His grace still amaze you? Hallelujah. I was at the, I saw a sign, I made it true or not. It said, Fishers of Men class. I don't know whether that's the right name or not, but if people my age there, and they brought me a tray of coffee. I don't know what was in the coffee, but I have got the Spirit. And I praise Lord for the Spirit. By the way, we got a very distinguished guest here, the mayor of Station Camp Subdivision is here with us today. He and I are missionaries of a subdivision because we want everybody in that subdivision to experience the amazing grace of Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm so glad you're here. How many would rather be here than the best hospital in Nashville? Raise your hand. I came to Southern Drive 86, and I used to come to Madison to a hospital. It was Memorial Hospital, something like that. Y'all remember a Memorial Hospital in Madison? Okay, I used to come there, and some of our members were there for the last day of their life. I remember one day they said, "Now, Brother Mike, you got a funeral at Smith Springs." No, it was not Smith Springs. It was Spring Hill. I've got Smith Springs on my mind. I got to preach there last Sunday. I'm going to preach again next Sunday. And I want y'all to pray that if I go to Smith Springs, pray for me as I'm here today. Anyway, they said, "You got a funeral at Spring Hill." Now, I'm a native of Milan, Tennessee, so I don't know where nothing is. It didn't at that time. And in Middleton, I said, "Spring Hill, I have no idea where Spring Hill is." And I asked our treasurer, I said, "Do you have any idea how to tell me how to get to Spring Hill?" They said, "You go right out Gallatin Road, and you'll see this big veteran cemetery on the left, and there's another cemetery on the right. Spring Hill Funeral Home." I thought he was talking about Spring Hill, Tennessee. Anyway, y'all know what Spring Hill is. Y'all been, you know, cemetery at Spring Hill? They're not talking about a town. They're talking about a place where they bury people. And wow, I am so excited to be here today. You cannot believe how excited I am to be here today. By the way, I want to tell you a little history. You need a little history lesson? I came to Nashville, Tennessee in 1986, and wonderful time at Southern Drive Baptist Church. A year later, my wife died, 36 years old. Left me a little baby, weighed 1 pound, 15 ounces. I want y'all to know something. Southern Drive could not have been greater to me in that time of tragedy. They said, "Well, preacher, we know you're not going to be able to do anything at night, so you just stay home at night with your children." And I would visit in the afternoons. And that daycare closed at 5 o'clock, and sometime in my visitation, I didn't get there on time. But those wonderful ladies took my baby home with them. that little baby has been 15 years in the United States Air Force. He's in Rheinstein Air Base, largest air base in Germany. Amen is amazing grace. Amen. That's amazing grace. Now I want to tell you the rest of the story. So I said, "Dear Lord Jesus, you know I'm in a mess. I got a 12-year-old son, a 9-year-old daughter, and an infant baby. What and now am I going to do?" He said, "Well, you go out to the athletic place of Neely's Bend, and I'll show you what to do." I met my precious bride at the athletic field of Neely's Bend Baptist Church 36 years ago. We had what they call co-ed softball, and we're going to have to cancel if we didn't have another lady to play. And my precious bride, she said, I don't know a lot about, I'm not that great a softball player. I said, "Don't you worry about that. We'll put you between two good outfielders. You get in the middle of the outfield." By the way, she got hit. And I met her for the first time 36 years ago in Neely's Bend. This church means a lot to me. I remember one of the old preachers named Bill Williamson. He was recreation of the Nashville Baptist Association. How many ever heard of Bill Williamson? Raise your hand. Okay. And then after that, I met another pastor, Gordon Donahoe. Did anybody heard Gordon Donahoe? Raise your hand. Okay. So I've been loving this church for a long time, but I didn't know that God was going to give me a chance to preach. I'm going to tell you how wonderful this world is, how great this is. There was our pastor, Kevin Minchie, who was helping revitalize churches and all, and he made an acquaintance with an Austin Jones. Anybody know Austin Jones? Raise your hand if you know Austin Jones. The pastor of this church. And Austin Jones said, "You know anybody could preach for us while I'm on vacation?" He said, "Yep, Mike Mayo." Now, I'm pastoral care of, and he's going to send me off because he said, "I'm proud of you to be used as a missionary where God wants you to serve." So here I am. He recommended me to Austin Jones, and Austin Jones asked me to come today. I'm here by divine appointment, not by any happenstance. Now, our poor fishers of men have already heard one sermon. Now they're going to hear the second sermon. Hallelujah. Because sometimes you need more than just one dose. You know what I'm saying? And my wife had to get some new antibiotics. And I said, "You know what the pharmacist said? Be sure she takes all the capsules, take every one of them. So if you get antibiotics, you take all of them." So you're here for the second dose, fellas. You're special men. Amen. Y'all are special because you get the second dose. Amen. When I was called to be preacher, what, he got a clock or anything in here? When it gets 2:00, will somebody stand up and say, "It's time to quit preaching"? Okay, will y'all do that? Before 2:00, do that. I preached a sermon, my first sermon, on John 10:10. "The thief cometh not except to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." Wow. There are 3 points I want everybody to know and understand, and I'll quiz you later on. 3 points. We simply need to know who God is. We need to know the power and the influence of Satan. And we need to know what God's plan and purpose is for our life. Do you know every Christian here God has a plan and purpose for your life. Did you know that? Every Christian here, God has a plan and purpose for your life. And every Christian here, I will see you again in glory. And I'll say, you remember that time I came to Neely's Bend and tried to tell you all about the plan and purpose of God? Oh, yeah, I remember that. The pastor, Austin Jones, met me. We went down to Barbecue, and there was a lady behind the counter. I said, do you know Jesus? She said, I sure do. I said, well, I'm going to tell you something. One of these days in glory, I'm going to remind you that I met you at Barbecue in Madison, Rivergate, they call it. What do they call it? Rivergate Mall, something like that. Rivergate Mall. Because, I want to ask you a question. Do you want anybody you know to spend eternity away from Jesus? I sure hope not. Your pastor loves Jesus. He loves him so much. You all are so, you're so in, you're so privileged to have this man of God. And what a joy it was to meet him. And I know you now, and I'll be praying for you, that God will use you for his glory. And I want to say this. Anybody ever heard what's called a lively lad? It's a thing you sling weeds with, back and forth, this, that, and the other. My dad said, now, son, when you swing a lively head, try to make every lick count. Here's what I want us to do, Mike Mayo, and I want us to make every lick count for the glory and the grace of Jesus Christ. Amen. That's what it's all about. I told the men, I said, when I'm buried in Milan, Tennessee, my grandfather, grandmother, my mother and father and my precious bride that died at 36, and they already got the starting date for me, but when I'm buried in that cemetery, Oakwood Cemetery in Milan, Tennessee, if they can say one thing about old Mike, he tried to make every lick count, I'll be the happiest person in the world. Because there's nothing like the joy of serving Jesus. That's what we call the abundant life. Now, who is God? The Bible says when they came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? So they said, some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said to them, but who do you say I am? Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he answered unto him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah. Blessed are you, son of Jonah. We learned what Bar was in Sunday school, did we not? Bar means the son of. Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. Wow. In Revelation 1:8, it says, Jesus said, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who was and who is to come, the Almighty. If you don't hear or understand one thing, I want you to remember one thing. God is Almighty. We don't believe that anymore. We don't believe that. Why do I say we don't believe that anymore? I'll tell you why I say that. Because we fret and worry. Why do we fret and worry? We don't believe that God is Almighty. We think we can do better by worrying than turning it over to God Almighty. Isn't that ridiculous? And I am the chief among sinners. One finger pointing out, three coming right back at me. I remember the first Sunday, I was at a mission church called South Main Mission. And they had a liaison from the big church, Springfield Baptist Church, the biggest church in the county. And I told him I was worried about something. He said, worried about something? He said, I don't worry. I said, what do you mean you don't worry? He said, I want you to remember one thing. To fail to see God in a world that's full of him is pathetic blindness. But to know him and to continue to fret and worry is true unbelief. Do we have the thought that we can do better by worrying than turning it over to God Almighty? Don't be ridiculous. Don't be ridiculous. Do you remember that day in the Sea of Galilee? Now, Jesus was asleep at the back of the boat, the stern of the boat. Asleep. A storm came. And they were about to sink, be capsized, and drown in the Sea of Galilee. And they woke him up, said, Jesus, wake up, wake up. If you don't wake up, we're going to perish. Jesus held his hand like this, and he said, peace, be still. And the Sea of Galilee was a sea of glass. Wow. And the disciples marveled at what had happened. And they said, what kind of man is this? I think Jesus would have said to them, do you have any idea who you're talking to? You're talking to the creator of the universe. You're talking to God Almighty. Do we have any idea who we're praying to when we pray? We're praying to God Almighty. I'm pastoral care. I'm dealing with people that are having to leave their homes and go into assisted living and nursing home and all of this, and I don't have any answers to them. But I'll tell you one thing I do have. I have God Almighty. And I say the same God that took care of you up to now will take care of you all the way through eternity. Because he's God Almighty. Isn't that good to know? Wow. Wake up. Wake up, America. Come back to God. Come back to God Almighty. Goodness gracious. If there's anybody here that's filled with hatred and bitterness and animosity and unforgiveness, come back to God Almighty. Get on your hands and knees and ask for forgiveness. I've heard people say, well, I don't go to church anymore. Somebody hurt my feelings. I said, are you going to let that person who hurt your feelings stand between you and Jesus? Give me a break. You don't have somebody you hadn't forgiven get on your hands and knees. Oh, well, I'm not going to forgive them because I don't want to let them get off with that. It's not your business to let them get off. It's your business to make yourself right and fellowship with God by your forgiveness. It's so sad when we carry animosity and bitterness and hatred and unforgiveness. What did Jesus say on the cross of Calvary? Father, forgive them. Forgive them. For they know not what they do. Goodness gracious alive. Oh, man. I'm praying that revival will begin at this great church. Is it okay if it begins this morning? If it's okay for the revival to begin in our hearts this very day, it's okay if there's a great awakening that begins here today. Does this great country need a great awakening or what? I'm not going to get into politics, but it looks like we have see who can tell the biggest lies. That's what I see happening in politics. So see if I can outlie, maybe I can outlaw that person, or that person outlaw me. Is that ridiculous? Do you know the power and influence of Satan? I hope you know that God is almighty. Second, do you know the power and influence of Satan? He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Now, do any of you here suffer with ants? Now, what in the world are you talking about? Ants, automatic negative thoughts. I am filled with ants. I hate to admit it. I got up one morning. I said, Susan, forget about us sending off to renew our passports because we're too old. We can't even get to the airport. That was ants. That was automatic negative thoughts. It broke my wife's heart for me to say that to her. And I said, I realized what I'd done. I said, forgive me, Jesus. That didn't come from you. That came from Satan. Forgiving me for being so negative. Now, why in the world would we want a passport to go to Germany in the first place? Because our son Blake's there. My wife met the boy when he was a year old. She rocked him when he had fever. She fell in love with that boy. And when he graduated from high school, he said, Mama, you always believed in me. They love each other. No son and mother could love each other more than they do. And we were going to get a passport that they might have a baby, and we wanted to be there when that baby came. I want you to remember a scripture in this Word of God. It's in Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. His wife is not even pregnant. She isn't yet, okay? We got our passports ready, and somehow or another we'll get to Germany, and we'll be there for that grandchild. Every one of you who've had a grandchild know what I'm talking about. Isn't it wonderful to have a grandchild? Isn't it wonderful to have a grandchild and know that Satan tries to destroy, steal, kill, and destroy? And you know what? He don't work on carnal Christians. Why? They're dead anyway. He works on me and you. He works on leadership. Why? Because that's who to destroy in the church. Pray for your pastor. If you don't think Satan works on your pastor, think again. Of course he works on your pastor. He's the shepherd of the sheep, for crying out loud. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin. Wait a minute, preacher, wait a minute. What do you mean, turn from our wicked? Let me tell you something. If there's any one of you in this sound of my voice that don't think that you're going by your own wicked ways, then for sure you need repentance. Because every one of us have been bombarded by Satan. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. If you don't know that Satan is attacking you, you're already dead. If Satan is attacking you, just say, thank you, Satan, for reminding me just who God is. He is almighty, and he's bigger than you are, and you've been defeated. And he's going to cast you in the lake of fire forever. Shut up. Do you know who God is? He is Almighty. Do you know the influence of Satan? He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Now for the good part. God has a plan and purpose for your life. The thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. I am come that you might have life and have it more abundant. Might have it more abundant. How do you have life? By believing. Whosoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. We receive salvation through the gift of God on Calvary's cross. But there's more to Christianity than receiving. There's another side to Christianity. It's giving. We receive salvation. We surrender our life to him. You receive the abundant life through giving. An old preacher told me something one time I've never forgotten. He said, "Brother Mike, I want to remind you of something. Depressed preachers are a dime a dozen." Really? What if I came up here today, "Oh my, it's Sunday again. I'm going to have to preach another sermon. Nobody's listening to me. They don't care what I have to say. I might as well just quit." That's from Satan. Jesus is saying, you've got a message to preach to this body of believers that need his being. Preach it with your heart, soul, and body, and tell them how wonderful Jesus is. Tell them about the abundant life in him. That's what he's saying to me. That's what I'm trying to do. Well, you say salvation is about receiving, what about giving? What's abundant life about? Jesus told Peter what abundant life was all about. Peter was upset. He was sad. He was so sad, he said, "Forget it, I'm going to fishing." And God fixed him a breakfast. And he said to Peter, "Do you love me?" He didn't ask him one time, he asked him three times, "Do you love me? Feed my sheep, tend my lambs, feed my sheep." What was Jesus telling Peter? The abundant life, the secret of abundant life. You don't just receive the grace of God, you live it out through love. Love God with all your heart, soul, and spirit, and love your neighbor as Jesus loves him. That's what it's all about. That's what the gospel is. We say, "Oh, preacher, you're talking works. Works don't save you. Jesus saved you." But what does the Bible say? "For we are his workmanship, created in Jesus for good works. For by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourself. It's not of works, lest any should boast." But listen to what else he said. "But we are his workmanship." We're not to collect our fire insurance, set on the premises. You ever heard that old song, "Standing on the Promises"? Don't stand on the promises, setting on the premises. He wants you to get up from the seat of the church and use your life and live for him. Hallelujah. Well, I was going to try to get through about 12, so I'm going to break it down. I'm just getting my introduction started, but in respect for a lot of you, you got things on the stove, you're trying to get the roasters ready and all that stuff. By the way, this is the last weekend of what we call summer. But I want to quit with this. Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Accept the grace, the free grace of Jesus Christ. And if you've never received the free grace of Jesus Christ, receive it today and ask God to forgive you for sins and open up your mind and your heart to His free grace. Ask Him to forgive us and surrender your life from this day until eternity for the glory of God. Now, it just comes down to this old T&O railroad. I heard old Raging Rogers say this the other day on the radio. Don't forget the T&O railroad. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to have the abundant life, to be happy in Jesus, than to trust and obey. Lord Jesus, what a joy it has been. What a joy it has been to love on the saints of Neely's Bend. And Lord Jesus, I pray that I have tried to help them get excited about your grace and the joy of the abundant life. Use them this day and help us all to make every lick count for you until we